you know, looking at the surface of this, didn't they kind of create a problem for prosecutors by defining what hemp and marijuana is?
Yes, they created a problem, but it's a classic case of the law of unintended consequences. As far as I can see, virtually no one thought about the possibility that if we legalized hemp, suddenly all the marijuana prosecutions would be in trouble. You know, the reason we banned hemp in the first place was because it looked so much like marijuana. And once you legalize hemp and hemp-derived products, you have the difficulty of trying to distinguish them from marijuana, which you can't chemically because they're the same plant.
Is weed technically legal at this moment in places like Bexar County?
Is it legal? No, it's absolutely not legal. It's completely illegal at the federal level. It's illegal at the state level because the law says it's got to be less than 0.3. So what you get, though, is a difficulty between something being illegal and something being prosecuted.
You know, and the other thing I was going to ask you about is there are now we're talking about prosecutors who in counties who say that they're not going to prosecute these crimes for the time being. But there are a few like Grimes County and Montgomery County that said that they are going to continue to prosecute these cases. There are a number of sheriff's offices as well as other small law enforcement offices that say that they're going to continue to make arrests, at least arrests for felony marijuana possession. So when you're accused of a crime, you have the right to a trial in a reasonable time frame. So how is holding on to these cases indefinitely or until you can obtain lab equipment not violating someone's constitutional rights?
That's an excellent question. So the question is not whether a prosecutor is ultimately going to prosecute these people, because even the cases being dismissed now can be refiled as soon as they get the equipment online. So the prosecutors who are dismissing are avoiding the speedy trial issues. But the others who are doing the arrests now, maybe thinking that they'll be able to get the testing within a reasonable time, or they may be deciding that, you know, the process of charging people and then later dismissing them and then recharging them is a way to keep marijuana off the streets while playing a little bit fast and loose with constitutional rights.
Right. And then the other issue that I kind of thought about was what type of backlog does this create?
The big counties, which have lots and lots of these prosecutions, are very likely to see backlogs that would be really impossible to deal with unless they could bring an awful lot of resources to bear, which they probably don't want to do. In smaller counties, where they may have relatively few backups. You know, if you've got a county with 50,000 people in it, you know, the sheer number of your offenses is not going to be that great, and a little backlog probably is not going to hurt you.
You know, I know this is something that we haven't talked about, but politically, how does this impact people that are still wanting to reform the state's marijuana laws?
All of us kept saying, look, hemp is different than marijuana. Legalizing hemp doesn't mean we're on the slippery slope for recreational cannabis. And all of a sudden, we pass hemp legalization, and we're on the slippery slope to recreational marijuana. And so all the people who said, my God, we can't have hemp because it's going to lead to marijuana legalization are now looking and pointing and say, hey, see what's happening. You know, they're throwing out marijuana cases because of this hemp bill. We told you.